With regard to pedestrian timing requirements, the walk time allows the pedestrians to access the intersection and provides enough time for pedestrians to enter the crosswalk before the pedestrian change interval begins. Please note, the walk time is not the amount of time to get across the intersection, it's simply the amount of time to allow pedestrians to access the crosswalk. In general, it should be at least 7 seconds in length. However, under special circumstances, it may be shortened to as little as 4 seconds. When it is shortened, it should be documented. But it should also be noted that under special circumstances, such as at school crossings with numerous pedestrians, the walk time may need to exceed 7 seconds. Again, this is the amount of time to allow all pedestrians an opportunity to access the crosswalk.